Excellent. Ethel. Dr. Leaders, thanks.
Right. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, for a third Sunday, we're going to try you out again. What have been your God moments this week? Anybody had some real God moments this week? Special times that have been like those wow. Wow, that's cool. I had one. I went to the God Zone with Josh.
You mean?
Oh, not God Zone, kids Zone. Well, it was like a God Zone. There was nobody cried. Nobody cried. I said today, it was amazing. I never had one crying kid, one crying baby, nothing. There was so much to do for all of the kids. It was absolutely amazing. Did any others of you go? No? So did you have any God moments this week? What about the sunrise this morning? That was a God moment. Anybody see the sunrise this morning? Yes, it's a God moment. It's like you see these things and you think, oh wow, God, who could make that? Nobody could make that except God. It's absolutely amazing.
Also the kids coming out of the cave this week is just a real presence.
How many of you were following that? You know, glued, absolutely glued to. Yeah, I was, and I think they've wondered, you know, if I was actually all right because I stay up at night and I want to read the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And you know, when it came over that that the pipe burst just as they came out, you know, you could look at that and think, that's just coincidence. And then you think, no, it's not. I said to Dave, that was like the seas parting, and then when everyone got through, the waters came back. And when everyone got out of the cave, the waters all came back. And he thought, wow, how amazing is that? And, you know, just all of these kids, and to see them all out of there, and you think, you know, for 14 days or 17 days, whatever it was, you know, how could anybody have kept those kids alive like that? And it's absolutely amazing. And the thing that really got at me and all of that, and that was why I chose the song this morning, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And how faithful God is. When you started reading some of those comments, and I don't usually read a lot of the comments, you know, after that, because a lot of them are silly. But it caught my attention because there were a few people that came on and said, I don't believe in God, but I'm going to start praying anyway. And you're thinking, yes. And when that starts going all around the world, and people all around the world are praying, and this church is praying that God will be affected all around the world in whatever way that happens. And when you think of a cave thing like this, and it's affected every single person just about around the world, and it's caused people to pray that have probably never prayed before, and you start praying, God, keep those people praying. Keep those people drawing closer and closer to you. That there will be things that happen in their life that will be so many God moments that they'll have to start saying, you know, I didn't believe in God, but now I do. And it'll change them forever. And it'll change our hearts forever as well to see what's happened. This morning we've got a couple of songs. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Tune My Heart to Sing Thy Praise. And I think sometimes we come to church and there's stuff been going on and we think, God, yeah, we've got to go to church today and turn up. But it's like, God, get hold of my heart and tune my heart to praise you. And then the second one is in Christ alone, my hope is found. And the two great sort of hymn type songs that I've chosen this morning. One reason I chose them was particularly because of the kids in the cave and what it has done to so many people. And I thought, you know, that's a victorious thing. And we need some really cool songs to lift our hearts to praise God for even that. So let's stand and sing together.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Just a little heads up that, God willing, starting next Sunday, we're going to be thinking about the theme worship. For just a few weeks, we're going to be looking at this whole thing called worship, what it is. And so that should be good. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to what I've got to hear, what I've got to say, because I haven't worked that out yet. But worship is something that God has called us to. We talk a lot about it, and we sort of have a tendency to think that worship is really just the sung part of what we do. But all of what we do, all of life, is worship. It's given to Him. Our work, our play, the good things, the not so good things. It's whatever occupies our heart and our devotion. So worship is good. We're going to be looking at that